Backs. So today is January 2nd, 2019. We are going to do lesson number 219, opposing movements in the head and shoulders. So we will actually come up and spend time in sitting. So when I do give you a break to lie down, to rest and recover, utilize that. So we always begin a lesson on your back, checking in with ourselves, beginning to notice how you're lying on the floor today. What parts of you are touching? What parts of you perhaps are not touching? Noticing if there's any areas of discomfort, or maybe it's just lack of comfort around your neck, your shoulders, around your spine, maybe your lower back. Just how are you sensing and feeling yourself today? And then bringing some awareness to your breath and your breathing. Before the holidays, we did a couple of lessons exploring the four parts to your breath. So just to remind you, there's your inhalation, pause, exhalation, and pause. Sensing and becoming aware of those four parts of your breath and breathing this morning. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Just to observe and sense the ease of rolling your head to each side. There you go. Okay, so you're going to come up to sitting and you're going to sit with your legs crossed. And as soon as you cross your legs, I want you to observe how you cross your legs. Right? So you have one leg closer than the other. Everybody's going to have their favorite way, which I'm going to let you do. So notice which leg is closer. And then you're going to begin to turn yourself, thinking of from your trunk, your waist, to the top of your head, to the right. And just turn as far as it's comfortable. And then maybe make a little mark on the wall where that place is. And then come back to the front. And since we're in sitting, it's best to do the lesson with your eyes closed so that you don't look at me, you don't look at the surroundings. So again, just turning to the right and make a little mark and come back. And now this time you're going to turn to the right again where that comfortable place is and place your right hand to the floor next to you on the right side and your left hand on your right thigh. There you go. And now staying with yourself turned to the right, and again your eyes are closed, you're going to turn your head a little bit further to the right. So think about looking over the right shoulder. So you're going to turn just your head a little bit more to the right, and then you come back to that starting place. That's it. So you turn your head and eyes while they're closed to the right, looking over the shoulder, and then you come back to that beginning place. You just do this a few more times. And can you feel, as you're turning your head to the right, that your spine is actually engaged, twisting as well? That's it. And come back to the front again. So everything returns to the front. Again, do your best to keep your eyes closed. It keeps you centered within yourself. And now once again, you're going to turn yourself to the right and see if you go a little bit further now. So remembering that place on the wall, open your eyes and see if you're turning a little bit further now. Okay? And then go ahead and rest on your backs. So we'll just make sure we rest enough here. So when you rest on your back, your legs are long, arms are by your side. Okay, come back up. Sit with your legs crossed in the same fashion, which will probably be very automatic. Hands on your legs and close your eyes. And once again, take yourself to the right. Take yourself to that place where it's comfortable to stay. Bring your right hand to the floor next to you and probably your left hand on your right leg somewhere. That's it. And now take your shoulders a little bit more to the right if you can, and keep them there. And now you're going to turn your head to the left, as if to look over the left shoulder. So nothing changes now with the shoulders or your waist, but you just think as if you were going to look over the left shoulder and then come back to the right. Make sure that you're breathing. That's it. Okay, come back to the center to pause for a moment. And then once again, you're going to turn yourself to the right, turning everything to the right. Open the eyes and see if you're looking a little bit further, turning a little bit more. Come back and rest on your backs again. Okay, come on up again. Sit with your legs crossed the same way. Then your eyes are closed. Once again, you're going to turn yourself to the right as far as you can that's comfortable. It might be a little further. Right hand on the floor, left hand somewhere on your right thigh. Okay. And then again, see if you can twist the shoulders and your head even more to the right. So it's like a corkscrew. So you're going to do both your shoulders and your head a little bit more to the right, and then you come back to this beginning spot to the right. So is it possible to even start bringing the right arm behind you, right? So it's no longer next to you, but that you're twisting your shoulders and your head enough that you're looking behind you. And then you come back to that starting place. And feeling again and sensing the twist occurs with your spine, right? So this is not just twisting in your cervical spine, your neck, but you feel your whole spine engaged. Beautiful. Come back to the front to pause for a moment. And then again, just turning yourself to the right, seeing how far can you turn yourself to the right now and look. So again, opening your eyes and just noticing how there's a new place that you're turning to and how you're feeling this turning happening in your spine. Let it go and rest on your backs again. Okay, go ahead and come up to sitting again. And you can keep your legs the same way or choose to change them. It's up to you. And this time you're going to just turn to the left. So just turn yourself comfortably to the left and just see where that comfortable place is. So we can always force ourselves to do more, but just find that place and then make a mark on the wall. And then come back to the front again. And then turn to the left to that place where it was comfortable, bringing the left hand to the left side of you, your right hand on your left thigh, right? And now you're going to turn just your head to look over your left shoulder. So as if you were going to look behind you. And then you come back to that beginning place. And as you do this, you stay in that range where it's comfortable, right? So if you overturn in your neck, you could get it a little bit agitated. So stay in that range where it's real comfortable. That's it. And then let's just continue a little bit more. So keeping yourself turned to the left, have your head come back to the center of your shoulders. And this time not moving your head, but you're going to move. So you're turned to the left, right? And now your head is lined up in between your shoulders. And you just were turning your head, but now you're going to keep your head still. And you're going to turn your shoulders more to the left. Right? So you're thinking about taking that left shoulder back more, which really emphasizes the twist in your spine. That's it. Just trying to twist the shoulders. Okay. Come back, let's rest on your backs. Okay, let's come back up to sitting again. Your choice for your legs. And once again, starting from the center, turn yourself to the left. And just see if you're turning a little bit further. So if you have a new place on the wall that you can mark. So at that moment, you open your eyes. And again, you're staying within your comfort zone. We always can twist ourselves more, but you're just seeing where's that new place that you can turn. Okay? And then you're going to twist a little bit more. So really turn the shoulders a little bit more. Maybe bringing the left hand a little further behind you and keeping everything there. You're now going to take your head to the right as if you were going to look over your right shoulder. Right? So everything stays to the left, but your head comes back over to the right, and then it turns to the left again. That's it. Nice. Okay, come back to the front. And then once again, turn yourself to the left. And seeing how far can you turn your whole self to the left, making a new mark on the wall behind you. Nice. And return to your back and rest. And just observe how you're lying on your back now. We've done a little first turning to the right, and then some turning to the left. Thinking about for a moment, was it easier for you to work turning to the right or the left? Was one side easier, or you felt more available, that somehow twisting to one side was a little bit more free and available? And now we're going to continue on your back for a little bit, continuing with this idea of turning and rotation. We're going to continue right now going to the left, and then we'll circle back to the right. So you're going to bend your right knee and bring your right foot to standing. And then you're going to cross your arms. And I'm going to say that your right arm, this is kind of like your legs, your right arm is going to be underneath. So bring your right arm across yourself to reach the left shoulder blade. And then your left arm is on top. So then it reaches over the right arm to get the right shoulder blade, okay? And you're gonna use your arms to support rolling your trunk to the left. So you really wanna think of this left hand, and it's helping that right shoulder blade come off the floor. And then you're gonna utilize the right leg pushing into the floor to help the pelvis roll to the left. That's it. So you start to roll to the left, beginning the movement with the left hand. So you really want to try to start the movement in the upper back. And the last piece is your leg. So the pelvis doesn't come over right away so that you get the twisting. So you first twist the upper body, you lift that right shoulder blade away from the floor, your head rolls to the left, and once you're twisted as far as you can go to the left, then you can push your foot into the floor and allow the pelvis to come over to the left a little bit. So you want to have the twist. And make sure you keep your right foot standing. Your right knee is directed towards the ceiling, so your leg doesn't flop. Your foot doesn't lift. You're subtly utilizing that right leg at the very end. So that's it, Becca. See if you can go more, even more. And now you can, yes. And even more, try really getting that upper. No, don't lift your head. There. So you get that twist. And then let this go back down. And then really pull with this left hand. So twist, 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 twist. How much can you get those So there's no lifting of your head as well. Your head rolls on the floor, right? And it changes the way that it makes contact with the floor as you're rotating these ribs. And then you're going to check in with your breath and your breathing. So are you holding your breath? Or can you allow yourself to breathe? Inhale, exhale. Beautiful. Okay, come back. Let's pause and rest on your backs. One of the reasons that I chose this lesson and chose rotation to start the new year with is it's the way to get the most length and freedom in one spine. So I figure after a lot of sitting, and I'm assuming people were sitting a lot, whether it was traveling or watching football games or the Rose Bowl yesterday or the parade, right? A lot of kind of collapsing with sitting, that we could use some lengthening. Okay, so we're going to try this same idea. Going to the right, so you'll bend your left leg. You're going to cross the arms the opposite way, right? So bring the left under, and then the right is on top. So that right hand really gets a hold of the back side as much as you can of the shoulder blade, right? So your elbows are like stacked on top of each other. It's almost like if you were going to be a shark, you could open them, be jaws, right? There you go. Okay. So again, starting the movement with this right hand, pulling on the shoulder blade, letting your rib cage twist. So the very last piece is your foot engaging the pelvis. So you really want to get your left shoulder blade, the left part of your ribs off the floor before you bring your leg into it. And letting your head just roll and rest on the floor. So how much can you rotate? And again, the last piece that comes into play is the pelvis and the foot. So you're, again, it's like being like a corkscrew. You twist, 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 twist as much as you can, twist, 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 and then you can bring the pelvis into it. Right? So there's really no rotation that occurs in your lower back and pelvis, just so you know. It's like 1%. So 85% of your rotation is in your trunk, your rib cage, and then let's say the other 14% is in your cervical spine. But you use your leg to help the pelvis just come along for the ride, right? But your rotation is really occurring in your spine. giving you length, freeing up that upper back in between your shoulder blades. Beautiful. Okay, come back onto your back and rest. Legs long, arms down by your side. Okay, so this time, just choose the way that you want to cross your arms. You're going to keep your legs long, but you're going to cross your arms and get a hold of your shoulder blades. So just, we're going to do both ways, so whichever way you naturally go into it, and just observe which arm is on top. And you're going to pull on the shoulder blades, right, to roll this trunk of yours and your head to the right, come back to the center, and to the left. So you really have to utilize the pulling of each hand and seeing if you really can get each shoulder blade. That's it, elevated, nice. Letting your head roll with the shoulders. Not much. That's why your legs are long. So you really are working on getting the whole rotation in your trunk from your waist up to the top of your head. It's a great question, though. When in doubt, ask. Always good to ask questions. Now, can you do it a little quicker? Yeah. Just roll back and forth. All right? Pulling those shoulder blades apart, and then you experience your whole upper back being soft and supple. Come back to the center and just change over the hands now. So whichever one was on top, bring below, get a good grip again, and continue rolling your trunk, rolling your torso, pulling on those shoulder blades, rolling your head right and left. Enjoying the ease of the rotation. Beautiful. And let that go. Pause and rest. Observe and notice your contact on the floor and things that are changing. Okay, so let's come up to sitting again. Sit with your legs crossed in the familiar way for you. Let's begin once again. Your hands are resting on your legs, and you're going to turn to the right. And let's just see how far you turn to the right now, bringing the right hand behind you, the left hand to rest on your right thigh. And are you starting to look over the right shoulder? That's it. Come back to the front again. And then you're going to turn yourself to the right where it's comfortable. And now you're going to cross your arms just like we did with you lying down, so that you wrap around to get a hold of your shoulder blades. And again, I'm going to allow you to choose which one is up. And then you're going to reach with the right hand to really pull on that left shoulder blade to twist yourself more to the right. So you start already turned to the right, but then you twist a little bit more, and then you come back to that spot. So you're really using the right hand to pull on the left shoulder blade. You end up bringing the weight onto your right sit bone, and you're thinking about getting tall, right, like a corkscrew. Excellent. And now come back to the center, pause for a moment, and all that you're going to change, you're going to rest your hands, but you're going to bring your left leg now behind you. So you're going to keep your right leg bent in front, but bring your left hand behind you, or left leg behind you. Once again, cross your arms to hold the shoulder blades. Have that right hand pull on the left shoulder blade, and now twist yourself again to the right, bringing weight onto the right sit bone. And just like we did when you were lying down, you're going to begin to feel the left side of your pelvis will lift up and support you twisting to the right even more. So how far can you turn to the right looking behind yourself? Let's let this come, like that. Because then you can, And come back, and twist. So again, it's a corkscrew idea that you twist the upper body first, and the last piece that's really lovely, Corinne, is adding in your pelvis, right? And you get tall. You get tall on the right hip joint. So you feel everything is stacked and twisted over that right hip joint. So if I was to come and push down on you, you'd feel it right into that right sit bone. So you're not collapsed, you're not falling over. You're breathing. Come back to the beginning. Bring your arms down. Pause for a moment in sitting. And now bring that right hand back by the right hip, keeping this idea of being tall, okay? And then you're going to bring your left arm out in front of you. There you go. And you're going to now, again, turn to the right, turning your right arm and getting, turning left arm, sorry, and getting tall on that right side. There you go. Keeping that right arm straight, feeling the weight into the right hip. You come back to the beginning and you twist and turn again to the right. There you go. Just let this relax. Beautiful. Okay, come back to the front. Swing your left leg around and come back to your sitting, whatever crossing that is for you. Hands resting on your thighs, and you're going to turn yourself once again to the right, moving your arms with you and seeing how far can you now turn and look behind you. Beautiful. Okay, and rest on your backs. Let's come up to sitting again. Let's cross your legs, cross your arms. You're going to use the left arm this time to pull on the right shoulder blade to twist yourself to the left. So begin in this position of turning to the left, feeling the weight coming onto the left sit bone. How you stay nice and tall. Beautiful. Excellent. And now you're going to swing that right leg behind you, keeping your arms crossed. You're going to turn yourself once again to the left, and again thinking of getting tall over the left sit bone. So your left shoulder, your head, everything is twisting around that left sit bone. The right sit bone comes up, but you're not leaning like you might fall over, right? You want to think of twisting up. You get tall. You get strong. Making sure that the left shoulder blade moves behind you as the right shoulder blade comes forward. Really nice. Come to the front and just pause with your arms in sitting. Just sitting in this position, lower your arms. Just consider it a pause. Then you're going to bring your left hand to rest near your left buttock, somewhere where you get tall, right? So you're utilizing this left hand to keep you tall. It's not far away from you where you could slide out to the side. And then you bring your right arm straight out in front, and turning everything over to the left, you feel how you weight bear on the left hand and you get yourself tall. The right hip comes up, and then you come back to the front again, twisting your whole waist, spine, getting tall over that left sit bone. Breathing. Beautiful. Come back to the front. Let's bring your leg back and sit with your legs crossed for one more moment. And then comfortably turn yourself to the left, and let's see how far you can turn yourself to the left and look now. See if you're looking behind yourself. Do the movement once or twice before we let it go and rest on your backs. Beautiful. Okay, and let it go. Lie on your backs and rest. And again, as you're lying on your back, resting, observing, how are your shoulder blades now resting on the floor? Do you feel more of the shoulder blades now resting? And do they feel more like one another? And did your turning both to the right and left somehow become smoother and more equivalent? How is your pelvis, each side of your pelvis, making contact with the floor? How are your legs lying on the floor? And then slowly and gently turn your head, roll your head a little bit to the right and left, and see how your head rolls gently, smoothly to each side, effortlessly. Bringing it back to the center. And then bringing some attention onto your breath and your breathing. Noticing your inhalation, the pause, the exhalation and pause, and perhaps the four parts to your breath and breathing are more even, more balanced. Okay, so one more time, bring yourself up to sitting. Sit with your legs crossed in the comfortable fashion that is best for you. And your hands starting off resting on your thighs, and you're going to begin to turn yourself to the right, going as far as you can, move your hands, bring them all the way over and behind you, come back to the center, and then turn yourself to the left. Come back to the center and add a little more momentum. So start to swing your arms a little bit. So you start to swing the arms, like reaching, that's it, reaching behind you, twisting to the right, twisting to the left. That's it, a little bit more. Good. Let it go. We'll rest and pause one more time on your back before we come up. And we'll explore turning and standing in a moment. Okay, so taking your time, let's have you roll to a side, come to sitting, and then come to standing. And once you're in standing, first of all, observing and sensing how you feel in standing. And then again, turning to the right, letting your arms swing, looking behind that right shoulder behind you. Come back to the front and swinging to the left. And just seeing if you can turn all the way to look behind yourself, feeling that your pelvis turns, you shift the weight on your feet, just easy breezy. Nice, a little faster, don't think about it so much. Excellent. Come back to the center. Good. Feel how you feel in standing. And then go ahead and walk around a little bit. See how it feels in walking. So again, just notice if you feel maybe a little taller, shoulders behind you a little bit more, not so rounded. Chest lifted.